This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live from the front lines of the resistance.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got Steve, Ryan, Mark, Catherine, Carlos, Jason, Caroline, and many others. Who should we go to first? Who's been holding the longest? Let's go ahead and go to Mark, and we'll go to Catherine after the break. Mark, you're on the air. Thanks for holding from Pennsylvania.
Alex, before I get to my point, yeah, y'all's video feed isn't going out on YouTube. Problems on your end because I can get other videos off of YouTube. I've tried different browsers. But anyway, I just wanted to say Comey is scum of the earth, a liar. He lied to Congress about leaking stuff to the press. Didn't bother to tell President Trump that the dossier was funded by the DNC. And, oh, by the way, he didn't bother to tell to withhold the signature in applying for the FISA warrant. I mean, I could go on and on. But, you know, this guy just – he has such a big liar. Anything he says so full of holes, he'd look like –
Well, he covered up Jeffrey Epstein. Jeff Epstein, he covered up the Lolita Express, the Wiener stuff. I mean, serious Satanism, serious devil worship, serious stuff in the Democratic Party that's coming out in the news all the time. And so it's like, oh, my gosh. He then says the dossier, well, we don't know if it's real. Well, they know it's fake. And then he says, oh, yeah, it's so immoral. The president's so immoral, you know, if he was having sex with a woman 11 years ago. See, to them, it's immoral that he's not a pedophile.
Yeah, only thing is the morals standing up to those, those people. Yeah, the only thing the morals going against them. I mean, the left does have a moral code, but it's not a moral code as you or I would understand it. You know, their morality is,
dominating, lying, saying they're the moral authority, henpecking you, making you feel bad, running your life because they're weak, they're degenerate, they're scum. So they have to manipulate those of us that have morals. They don't have morals, so they seek to dominate the moral lexicon and language to then enslave those that do have morals and are productive. They can't build anything themselves.
Comey of all people, I mean, that's like the pot calling the kettle black, Alex.
Well, what are those dolls, the ventriloquist dolls that, you know, have the black hair and the eyes like his? What do they call those dolls? He looks like a 7-foot-tall version of one of those, and he's such a leaker, such a slimeball, such a liar, such a perjurer, such a dirtbag, such a criminal. And if the criminals running our government think at the bureaucratic level think they're ever going to remove Trump and then themselves politically survive, they are just such arrogant filth. You're not invincible. Your time is over. God bless you, Mark. I appreciate your call. Let me just add something. We send out 3 or 4 YouTube streams, 3 or 4 Facebook streams, a couple of Periscope feeds. Our main audience is AM and FM radio and then TV stations. Even though that's not the future, that's where the big audiences are. That's where we're at. And then we're big on the Internet, obviously. They try to censor us there. And, yeah, we got a lot of feeds and a lot of stuff going on. I want to mount a whole thing on the wall in there where we can see all our Internet feeds so we can actually monitor that, you know, in amongst. One of our crew is amazing and stays so focused. Other folks all kind of work hard. They check their phone. They kind of go talk to somebody. It's kind of like a frat house or whatever. But we've got a great crew. But it's good when you call us and let us know, you know, that some of that stuff's happening. So everybody can understand. Come on in here, dudes. Is that YouTube feed up? Infowars.com/go. And we're going to have a pop-up soon. I don't know why we never did this, but we're going to have a pop-up that's real nice on the side that's got all the live shows, the feeds, the all of it. But again, if you go and you see a YouTube feed that's down, go to Infowars.com. We have our own video feeds. We have our own audio feeds. We have our own podcast. We get so many calls and emails about the censorship on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. People say, man, they're cutting your feed. They're blocking you. They're not letting me see it. We're just reaching you there in that controlled gulag and that controlled little reservation and that controlled plantation beaming in saying, hey, you can come here, InfoWars.com. And our days are numbered, obviously, on all those platforms. So please, InfoWars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Alex Jones, we're going to take your calls with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Always interesting, always informative. Formerly with the State Department, one of the guys that founded Delta Force with General Boykin and Schumacher. And, of course, worked with different agencies. He's going to ride shotgun with us. We'll start taking your calls again at the next segment. I love the angles. Steve, Pennsylvania, wants to talk about Russia and the military-industrial complex. Ryan wants to talk about what we need as a cyber nuke against World War III, whatever that means. Catherine, why didn't the FBI try to protect Trump from Russia blackmail? Well, because it's all made up. Carlos wants to talk about how to discover the areas of the swamp that need to be taken out. And also, Jason wants to talk about the only option Comey has is the lie. Caroline Comey continued defamation of the press. But Catherine and Caroline will be up first in the next segment. So much to cover. So much to happen. So much going on. But whenever I saw Trump on Wednesday with the tweet about our missiles are coming, they're so good, they're so amazing, they're so high-tech, horrible, you know, murdering animal aside, the last three chemical attacks were false flags. Even our own Pentagon and UN admitted that. Now as the Russians are pulling out and Trump announces he wants to pull out in countervalence of what the deep state wants, within 6 days this happens, and we're supposed to rush to it. But then Mattis yesterday came out and said, no, we don't have any evidence it was Assad. So this shows the battle going on with the deep state president, John McCain. But because of his brain tumor, more and more the deep state president is Mueller. He is their god. And then you've got the vice deep state president, lying, leaking Comey, perjuring Comey. So talk about a wild, wild world of sports. Dr. Pachinik, where are we as a republic right now with all your great sources on what's going on? StevePachinik.com is the website. Hold on, Doc. We got an audio problem. We've got a lot of glitches today. We're going to try to figure that out, and we'll come back to you here in a few minutes.
No problem.
Okay. Go ahead, Doc. You're on the air now.
Overall, the deep state of the republic is fine because the republic people are working, the unemployment is low, the economy is going up. Unfortunately, the stock market is what we call a lead in the newspaper market. In other words, it's reacting every time to the false news that's coming out. In terms of Comey, in terms of Mueller, those people will either be fired or they eventually become irrelevant. What is wonderful about what happened, including all of the people on your show and otherwise, is that Mattis and others came forth and said, look, This is a false flag. We've had British, American, and French troops in Syria for quite a while. We did have it in exchange between the Russians and the Americans. Some were hurt. The issue about Djibouti, where the planes were crashing, was really a cover-up for, unfortunately, brave warriors who died in Syria. We're not interested in going into war, thanks to Mattis, who understands very well that war is not the solution for this, as does Trump. Trump is really just twittering all of the aspects in terms of the fact that he's threatening and putting a position in where he's putting Putin and he's putting the mullahs on notice. But is he in fact going to go into war? I think not. Ironically, with John Bolton there, who you would think would promote war, I think he has become somewhat more acquiescent to the demands of a greater general like Mattis. Mattis knows exactly what generals have to do in order to go to war. They know very well that war is not the solution. And when you have a false flag, which was initiated by the Israelis, once again, this is the way a dependent country, which acts like a teenager for the most part, wants to bring the United States back into the Middle East, when in fact the United States has no national security interest whatsoever in the Middle East. Thanks to Trump, we are now an exporter of oil. Anytime we have a strategic reserve depletion, we can fill it up in 3-4
days.
Well,
I want to go back to that, but since you mentioned it, Brennan has called Trump a cacristocracy, which means a corrupt, inept government. But actually, you look at all the real indicators, the country, everything's turning around. I agree. Trump, just like on DACA or just like on the guns, he says one thing to get the hawks off his back. I think Putin knew that was, you know, cartoonish on purpose, but then had no intention of actually striking Russian forces again that could lead us to World War III. But again, the boldness of the deep state stay behinds, you know, telling Trump shut his mouth like Brennan did the first week Trump was in the White House, couldn't believe Trump fired him. I mean, what is going on with Brennan and Clapper? They seem completely delusional.
Well, they're not delusional. It's exactly what you and I talked about 13, 14 years ago. I have no respect for Brennan. Brennan is one of the most pathetic, incompetent, corrupt DCIs. He did not start as a DDO, a covert operative. Instead, he sucked his way up to the political system. He may have converted to Islam and was a disaster. The reason he could come up with the system of the CIA is that nobody stopped him. He was an absolute disaster in Saudi Arabia. He was a disaster under the Bush and Clinton administration. He should be put in prison. I've said it for a long time. Hayden is the same way, and so is the other one.
So let's explain it. They're a bunch of lip-wristed fraud sycophants that can't even tie their shoelaces and have never done anything for the country, but have been put in there because they're political traitors.
Correct, but they're not limp-wristed. These are real criminals. This is where you need to have an FBI director and an attorney general that is not Mueller, that is not Comey.
So you're saying they have real criminal energy.
This is criminal. There's no question that Brennan is a criminal. He initiated 9/11. He worked with Bush on 9/11. He worked with Cheney on 9/11. He worked with Worms on 9/11. There's no question this man's an idiot. I've known him. I've known all about him for years to come. And the CIA should have thrown him out a long time ago.
And when you talked to those generals when we had you on, you know, right after 9/11, back when you were in the Council on Foreign Relations, of course, you co-wrote Clancy's books for us to know who you are. I mean, the generals are all very open about the stand down, all over the 28 pages. We knew about that 16, 17 years ago. We've been vindicated. And so I guess our military's been simmering under the surface, really upset about this for a while.
Well, I know you don't like to hear what I'm about to say. Thanks to you and your audience, our military has been simmering since about 2002 and 3. There have been incredible generals, including General Boykin, Keith Alexander, and a whole group of them, who began to understand that they were being coerced or usurped by these neocon cowards who are based.
Who are actually going to double-cross us with radical Islam in the final game, and it's incredible.
It's exactly what happened. Saudi Arabia, Israel now are involved in the same false flag that they were involved in 9/11. Instead of punishing Israel, getting rid of Bibi and bringing in a moderate, the Israeli people have done absolutely nothing but allowed their boys to die for nothing.
Well, I want to be clear, I know you're part Jewish and your family died in the Holocaust and all of it, so you can specifically speak this. I know you got your history. The whole thing is clear, though. Even the Russian ambassador to the EU, Russian ambassador to the UN, both said this is a false flag. Coalition forces in there trained them. But the Allah Akbar crowd that Saudi Arabia the first time gave the chemical mortars to, they want to be rock stars and get the millions of dollars for launching the attack. They videotaped it and Allah Akbar'd it. So the reason we know they stage it is they're so out of control. The Islamists don't even cover up they're doing it. So I'm not defending Israel, but I haven't been sure who was behind it. We just know it's a false flag because of motive and history and past action. I know you have great connections. We're going to go to break. When we come back, tell us who's telling you, Dr. Steve Pachinik, that it was Israel did this. I know Israel's been meeting with a new prince and his whole PR campaign. They've been very close with these secret meetings, and I know Saudi Arabia doesn't want...
Right now, it's Israel that told me. Israel's behavior is so consistent, you can't avoid it. It was predictable.
Guys, print me that zero hedge, six reasons Trump, they think, may hit Syria, because, I mean, it is true, Israel has an old beef with Syria, and so, yeah, this is something we have to look at. We'll be right back with your phone calls as well.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, your phone calls are coming up. They're all on topic. Steve Pachinik's riding shotgun with us. Steve Pachinik, again, was a former head of psychological operations at the State Department and other positions. Really smart guy. He's been dead on. I've been interviewing him for, gosh, it's got to be 17 years, 16, 17 years. So I read like a Council on Foreign Relations transcript, so he was telling them they were all idiots and then. The 9/11 was a pretext to start all these wars. It was going to blow up in their face. But now we sit here and we see radical Islam openly allied with the left and the globalists to flood Europe. I want to ask you what the plan is with that. But we got cut off by the break when he was getting to a very, very important point. Let's go back to that.
Alex, basically what happens is very simple. I spent 3 weeks in Syria before the war broke out. I got to meet all the military people, the intelligence as well. Then I'm interested in a war with Israel. That's not their interest.
And you've been there before. You were actually locked up by Assad's dad.
That's correct. I had no protection. They took me around for 17, 18 days, went to Latakia, Palmyra, Homs, Hamas. But I could see in Homs and Hamas that they were Sunni Muslim. You have a country that's ruled by Alawite. Alawite are minority Muslims. They're almost what we call light Muslims. And Bashar Assad, his father and his brothers have.
Aren't they really just sheep-dip Christians? Like they had to convert to Islam, but they're really not?
Well, I don't want to get into it. It's a form of Shiite Islam, but a very light form. And the French brought them in the 1920s. They were located in the mountains, so they brought them to a beautiful area on the Mediterranean, Latakia. So Macron knows the history of this country very well. The French know it. They know that Assad does not want to go to war. The problem is the
Israelis. So aren't they basically like mystics? I mean, that particular group's more like mystics?
No, that would be a little bit more like the Sufi Muslims. Those are the ones who are like, they will swirl around and they will kind of get lightheaded, and they're not ardent Muslims as much as they are metaphysicists. And Alawites are really very compassionate. They have Bashar takes care of the Jews, the Druze, the Christians, everyone else. I mean, it's amazing. Nobody understands that he is an ophthalmologist. He really isn't looking for trouble. When he wanted to stay in power, and I warned the Council on Foreign Relations, particularly these immature, ignorant CIA operatives, do not go into the into Syria. And of course, it was Hillary Clinton. It was the entire Obama administration went in without knowing exactly.
Yeah, their attempt to have an Arab Spring, bring it down, and give it to the jihadis, blew up in their face. Now the Russians are pulling out. Why in Hades would the Russians or Assad, when they're winning, stage a chemical attack on civilians? That's the dumbest thing ever.
What? No, and that's the point. And also, I spent time in the Soviet Union. I did a regime change, but I also knew when Putin came in, the own KGB didn't know who Putin was. I explained it to them. He was an East German intelligence officer. He's very smart. He knows exactly how the agency works. He knows exactly the tactical and strategic elements of covert operation. He doesn't need this. They already had basically taken out in exchange of some of our special forces who unfortunately were killed. And that was covered by the issue of Djibouti airline. Our airplanes were shot down in Djibouti. That's not correct. The soldiers who were killed were brave warriors in the units in Syria. And then the person, I think, who was involved in the exchange would be Senator Duckworth, who was a brave heroine, still is, who lost her legs in the Iraq war, and I think she negotiated the release of our American special forces. In turn, the British were taken out, the Israeli pulled back, and the French has just stayed there. Usually,
sure, you're giving a whole history, but getting past that, we need to get the calls and a bunch of the big issues. Right. Why, the deep state is full on raiding Trump Tower over a woman 11 years ago.
Right.
Complete mission creep, totally illegal. All the lawyers, all the experts agree. They're cornered rats. They're totally rogue. This is dangerous. And I don't know how, under the Constitution, you name it, when the communist Chinese and others are openly the only group funding the Democrats right now, from my information, Trump's cut off the Saudi funding, got them to, you know, at least partially reform. What is going on with Trump right now? I mean, how much of this can be put up with?
Well, that's a good question. From my perspective, I think Trump is having a massive amount of input that he has to filter out very quickly. But there's one element about Trump that most people don't understand. The one thing Trump loves more than anything else is action and high-intensity decisions. The worst thing for Trump is really boredom, nothing to do. So in a situation
like this, by the way, what you say from people I know about Trump, that's exactly it. He is super bored with just regular things. He likes super high-tension deals.
He's a businessman, and what he's doing now, he loves the input that's coming in from China, Russia, from Syria, from his military officers. And what he's going to do is the same thing he did in the business world. He's going to give to those people whom he trusts, in particular Mattis, you make the decision what we're going to do. In the meantime, I will Twitter whatever it is I will Twitter, and then the New York Times will call him imbecile, lazy, and stupid. It's the reverse. The man has basically said in the art of the deal, create uncertainty, create friction, create excitement, use the newspapers anytime you want. Because the left and the newspapers are lazy, they didn't even read the art
of
the deal.
Yeah, they're they don't even read their enemy's own treatise, his whole worldview. Because they're only one-dimensional about right now trying to score a point, they don't get how they're playing into it. Why is the modern left so stupid?
Because they're arrogant. Arrogance leads to ignorance and self-destruction. I've seen this repeatedly, one after another. They don't learn the history. The one thing we Republicans have always done, we've concentrated on foreign policy, what our history is, what it wasn't. Even the people at University of Chicago who were conservatives knew that December 7th was a false flag. Even though
they let it happen. Yeah, but let me ask you this. We got to go to break, go to calls. I promise I'm going to go right to Catherine and Carol when we come back. I promise. Briefly, I'm not whining, but you talked to your sources when they had us kicked off YouTube. You said it's a coup d'etat inside there. It's a mutiny. It's going to be cleaned up in a few days. Geospatial Center runs it, NSA, which everybody knows. I tell reporters that they think I'm crazy. That's just a fact. It's in mainstream news.
Right.
And sure enough, it's taken them a month. They've turned everybody's channel back on. They had to go through it all. It's happened. So what's happening now with, like, the 15 lawsuits I'm under, which my lawyers admit are all fake. We're getting them overturned every week, but they just file more. They've got big ones I'm going to break that are going to be filed next week. I'll break it before they break them. I want people to know about this. What is this tactic?
Basically, they're harassing you. There's no way they can come in on you legitimately. Your lawyers will tell you there's no cause of action. The basic problem was that they wanted to take you down, and they tried it. Then what happened? Zuckerberg got called into Congress. Then what happened? YouTube was told to cease and desist. So was Google. And suddenly I got monetized. So will you. And I said to you, you will remain on the air. Whatever else they want to do, that's harassment. From my point of view, you're going to remain on. I just want you to take it easy because this is part of the game that occurs when the left and the attackers have no more options. They're basically scattering all over the field. They have nothing else.
You're talking about death throes, and we're not just saying that. These are flailing death throes.
That's correct. You're seeing the entity die, and they're trying to resuscitate through the midterms and bringing in other, you know, Democrats. But basically, the Ryans and others who should never have been there in the first place really are leaving.
That's another question. Why is Ryan evacuating from your intel with Dr. Supersonic? And then I got a new phone system. It's crashing. It's intermittent internet service. I'm calling an outside group in. I'm going to go pull those old switches out of the wall myself. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, and again, we got a new phone system. They're just tweaking it, so it's been up and down today. Crew's doing a great job. I actually went in there. It's all new switches. I wanted some of these old switches gone. I actually went in the control room. It's all new phone system, and it's having problems. They thought somebody might have jacked into it or hacked it, because that goes on around here, but it was actually one of the Joel Gilbert coming up uses it for his audio connection, so it's a backup, so he was logging in. So they saw that on the computer while the system was going down, and so we had to change the password and a bunch of other stuff. So that's going on here, but if you can call back in, we'll go to you. I apologize. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I've just been getting ready to go to your calls twice, had the phone system go down. It usually goes down like twice every 6 months. and be four times a year. It's going down a lot. We're going to fix it. Now, the crew was like, this is great radio, really informative, but you didn't get back to Israel last segment. Get back to Israel and the false flag. And so Pechenik was going to get more into that, but just briefly getting into me and getting into InfoWars, because, yeah, we reach 30, 40 million people a week during big peak times, 50, 60 million, sometimes more than that. They saw right before the election and in the election, Paul Watson was the real star. He had videos every week with over 20 million views apiece. I mean, there were some videos with 37 million views, and then that was in 1 week, and they would be at 200 million now. Once you hit above 20 million, they just keep climbing. And Facebook and YouTube just deleted them all. They don't even give us notice. They just go in and bloop, 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 bloop. All these videos are gone. And so now we're shadow banned down to if you're only on the Facebook or YouTube. If you're on the page, you can see it. And it's still millions of people a day, and we're on hundreds of radio stations and TV. So we're still reaching a lot of people, but they've strangled it a bit. But it seeps out. It's the Streisand effect. But we're not that good. I mean, maybe they see us as a weak target, so they think it's a good poster child. They thought that with Trump, like use Alex Jones, his connection to Trump, to make Trump look bad. But I talked to the campaign and others. That ended up giving him a mystique. People want anti-establishment. So we're talking 10 different TV shows a week attacking me. I mean, shows all about the show, Comedy Central shows where they steal our identity, say they're with us, and then say horrible things in our name, super deception, you know, the show Homeland, all this stuff. It goes on and on, and it's a total obsession by these idiots, and they don't even get there are now hundreds of channels I know of that I can't even keep track of that are suddenly getting 3, 4, 5 million views, all basically saying the same thing we're saying. So all this attention censorship, to me, just eyeballing it, looks like it blew up in their face worse. And even in their fake polls, Trump's even up more, and nationalists are winning everywhere, and populism's coming back, and the EU admits it's about to collapse. What's happened here? And why are they so obsessed with InfoWars? Is it because you come on or others come on? Because to me, I don't think it's that big a deal.
Well, you are a big deal. The issue isn't that. You didn't start out with your grandiosity. You started out with the notion that, look, I'm going to say whatever I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it my way, not the New York Times way, not the New York Post. My way is Alex Jones' way. The two combination of a paradigm shift, you've got to understand what it is that we're doing. We have literally broken the narrative of the newspaper, the narrative of the three articles on the one subject. They don't know what to say. And you basically came in and said, look, I don't believe any of this. This is how I'm going to work it. I'm going to be spontaneous. I'm going to start riffing in my own mind, whatever words come to mind, and also be amusing about it. That was not conceivable. No one in the press could understand.
And by the way, even Colbert 2 weeks ago kind of slipped up, and he goes with his guest, he goes, InfoWars is so bad because it's creating new narratives, and they both look scared. What are they scared of? These people are, you know what it is? They don't get to be their own men. They're told what to say.
Remember, when you're not your own man and you have your own business, this is why you attract and I attract entrepreneurs. We're not beholden to anybody. We're just beholden to ourselves. We make the mistakes. We fail. When you get a guy who's Colbert, comes out of the Stewart show or whatever, he's not really that funny. He thinks he's funny. And basically, he doesn't know what to say. He's paid $6 million to stand up there like a puppet to say what? Nobody's interested. Instead, we had a paradigm shift with a guy named Alex Jones from where? Austin, Texas? Well, Austin isn't New York. Austin isn't Los Angeles. Austin isn't Chicago. What in God's name is in Austin, Texas? So we have a different person, a different personality, a different format, a different location. Then you get a guy, his name is what? Dr. Steve who? Pechenik? He what? He left the Council on Foreign Relations because he was against the war in Syria and Iran and Iraq. I never heard of that. He was an anointed person, and then he left. And he's joining who? Alex Jones, and he's saying what? All of those elements combined created a combustion that basically the system can't contain. They don't understand it. And to this day, they still won't.
And they don't get that what you and I and many others did, we already detonated, and now the shockwaves are going out. We already sunk to the bottom. Even if they take us out, we already blew their operation. They don't get it. They think they can go back and attack the source of the detonation.
They can't get it because, as you said, we've already been decapitated. We've come back. We've said to them, if you pull this stuff again, we'll decapitate you. And by the way, they did. I'm sorry the lady had to kill people at YouTube, but basically that was the expression of frustration that was coming out against Google and YouTube. And when I warned the Soviet Jewish boy who was I took out of the Soviet Union, Bray, and he started to create his own gulag on YouTube and Google, that was a warning to him. And ironically,
by the way, you're not just saying that. You said days before Bloomberg broke that there was a mutiny inside YouTube and Google and they were going to fix it, everything. You said that you knew that from the Geospatial Center. To tell us as much specifics as you can, because that's big.
Well, I don't want to get into the National Geospatial Agency. All I can tell you is one of our newest intelligence outfits. It's a brilliant collection of individuals from all over the world. These are the guys who and women, by the way. It was headed by a woman.
But you said they're being told right now they're not going to turn Google into a gulag. And then what you...
Yeah. And the reason for that is there was a gentleman by the name of Keith Alexander, General Keith Alexander, whom I worked with, well, he was in G2, but he was head of the NSA. Now he has his own private consulting. But he asked a question that the National Geospatial Agency really had to answer in entity, and that was, what is the third dimension of the Internet? We know the ones, the zeros, but what is life within the Internet in its depth and horizontal levels? It's deep. How deep does it go? How far does it go? And a whole institution was created to answer that third question.
Well, it's an interface into human activity in the future, and so it's actually a nexus into the third dimension and above that. It's a giant brain-melding machine.
Now you got it. Now we not only have the Internet, but we have AI artificial intelligence working on AI artificial intelligence. We have quantum encryption, which is a new concept, but I kept saying it for months here and elsewhere, that basically we no longer just codify anything. We do it at a quantum level, and the ones who are doing this along with us are the Chinese. They're very good in quantum.
I was about to say, how come the Democrats and these old thinkers with one-dimensional thinking, where they do A, not thinking about how it moves, know that other people like Trump and others now with their own instinct, but also with computers, can actually look forward 20 moves? In fact, it makes me feel pathetic that the globalists were in power this long when they're that pathetic. Why were we that weak to let them do this?
We weren't that weak. We basically had to respect the geriatric unit. You have Dianne Feinstein, 84. You have Soros, 87. You have Pelosi, 79. You have McCain, who's an idiot and a war criminal. I mean, this is what happened. It had to be cleaned out by the people of the United States. You and I could target them. You and I could go after them verbally, and then eventually they were spotted. But it's like anything else. A revolution takes place, but it's occurring much faster than you would have imagined. When we first started 17 years ago, you and I didn't know we would be on. Quite frankly, there were people who threatened me. The FBI gave me subpoenas where I had to show up before a prosecutor. You, in turn, you had to show up at court. So it was an endless series of fights that we had to live. They're basically a geriatric unit with very little memory and very little thinking capacity.
That's right, and they think they're going to whack us on the head, we're going to go away. It's the other way around.
It's the other way around. The more they hit us, the better it is, because it makes us more important. They created their own monster. Welcome.
That's right. We'll be back with your...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother. I want to be clear. The reason I brought this up for Dr. Steve Pachinik is he has some of the best sources out there. He's been so accurate over the 17 years I've been talking to him. Hard to believe it's been that long since 2002. It was early 2002 I first started interviewing him. And he was saying Bin Laden was dead. Now they bring him out on ice later. And then I've talked to the Navy SEALs and people that weren't blown up from Dev Group. And they just say that they're not going to talk, but yeah, it's all fake. Well, just to say stuff like that on air, it's really dangerous, so people know. I mean, this was just handed to me. BuzzFeed News, how YouTube channel recommends and pushes users to the fringe. And then BuzzFeed, the people that gave me the PP dossier and all the rest of it, major Soros funded, say, look, related channels, Infowars.com, Alex Jones. Now, they've got a shadow ban still. They're blocking us because there's a mutiny in YouTube. But imagine them openly calling. The old Google algorithm is what's most popular is what's promoted. It's called YouTube. Now, for a while, YouTube's gotten rid of the original algorithm, and it basically broke it. That's why the search results didn't work for the last few months. Now they're kind of in between it, bringing it back. There is a war inside it. Pachinik knows the details from his sources in agencies. He obviously won't tell us, but he did say this was going to happen. But there's 2 points here. Then we're going to the calls. There's the announcement that I need to be banned from the internet and deplatformed, that it's bad to let people see my search results. When Google is unrecognizable to what it used to be just a year ago, it's just horrible. it's kind of gone back a little bit. You see their testing when Bing and things like Microsoft are much better. I'm not endorsing Microsoft. But then there's the separate issue of, I know you, how much, and then I got to go to Catherine and Carlos, who's got the phone system back up. I promise we're going to them. We're doing 15 minutes the next hour, so go to everybody, but I'm going to people in a few minutes. I got to know, because you did call it. You said it's going to be restored. It's not going to happen. It's going to be cleaned up. There's a mutiny inside it. You know, it's Obama stay behinds. They're being cleaned out. It is admitted in Qtel and the NASA bases and all of it that, you know, Google was founded based with NSA technology. It's a public-private partnership for national security. I get it. And it was a DARPA projection. That's actually in the white papers. People don't really see that, but that's admitted. So I knew when you said that days before it was admitted that there was some historical accuracy. But then when it happened and we got restored, and it's taken them a month to go through Natural News and thousands of other sites and restore them. Somebody restores them, then somebody goes in and deletes the subscribers. Somebody puts the subscribers back in. When you've got an infrastructure this big, this is a crazy civil war inside Google. So what can you tell us about the civil war inside Google? This is just intriguing.
What's really happening inside Google is that they're going to be losing a lot of their clients as well as the cash flows. What happened when Zuckerberg came and testified in Congress, it basically tanked Facebook in terms of values. If you look at Google and its accumulation distribution in the stock market, it has what we call a D to E rating, meaning that nobody wants to accumulate the stock, and it's basically a dead asset.
And isn't that a warning to them for their treason, just like Trump just drove down Amazon $34 billion?
Well, that's exactly the point. But when you don't have investors, particularly the big investors on Wall Street and elsewhere, or I play the
investors market, don't want to invest in authoritarianism. It sucks.
No, and that's the point. Not only don't they want to invest in authoritarianism, they know this is antiquated. They know that there are other algorithms that are coming in at a much faster rate where we can break Google, we can break Facebook, we can break any one of these things, and they know it. The YouTube and Google province really belongs
to them. So Trump gave them chances to move forward. They didn't, and now they're going to be put to death politically.
I think so, politically and economically, because Zuckerberg should have been thrown out if you were in any way part of the Sandy Road or Sandy Hill hedge fund. I would have thrown out Zuckerberg, even though he's a majority holder. He's a disaster.
By the way, as a psychiatrist, you're not under the Goldwater rule for diagnosing, but he is one of the weirdest. I mean, a top actor couldn't act like a robot like him.
He's a narcissistic little Jewish boy who copied a lot of things, went out of his way to get a movie called Social Network, was not that brilliant, created a story and a narrative, like 100 of these guys. Basically, he's not the genius. The genius were the people in the CIA and DARPA when they saw this in the 50s and 60s.
No, not my dad saw it in when he was just at UT in the Plan 2 when he was in high school, and they were showing CD-ROMs and social networks and InfoG and everything.
All you have in Zuckerberg is a promoter, a self-promoter. He didn't do anything that was unusual. He didn't create anything that was unusual. If you look at Social Network, you'll see where he stole a lot of things, where, in fact, he's a faulted character.
I'm not bragging about my dad. But he always talks about it. The thing he was most proud of was he was like a senior in high school. He wrote a paper called Information Energy or InfoG that then got snatched up, he said, by DARPA, and they asked him never to talk about it. But I mean, I'm sure other people were simultaneously saying the same thing, but my dad was talking about social networks in like 1967.
Well, the only thing he should have done is while he was a dentist, he should have started up a company in Austin, and I wish him the best. But the genes clearly come through to you. You're bright. You see it. You understand.
Well, not about me. I'm just saying I want to know why they're attacking us.
It's not that. You have to understand it's not just you. I compare you to the left and to Congress. They're dead. They're brain dead. They don't get any of this. They don't understand it. They sit among themselves. It's like a circle of geriatric patients talking about nonsense. Whereas we're on the outside accumulating information at a very fast rate. And they cannot absorb it. There's no way they can.
Well, that's why they got rid of HUMET, is because they didn't want us to have the original HUMET, and then they rely only on the technocracy, which there's so much info, it blinds them.
Well, but also, they didn't have a character like Alex Jones to be able to articulate the narrative with passion, humor, and zeal, and more importantly, resistance. That's the one thing that you cannot see on television. It's the one thing you don't see in the movie business. It's the one thing you don't see in politics. They stay there for a few years to get their pension, and then they leave. You don't go into politics if you're an entrepreneur, you're a creator like yourself, you want to break all the paradigms, or at least have an American revolution. You don't go into politics for that. That's basically...
Well, yeah, I saw the socialist globalist dirtbag revolution and had to resist it, just like our audience does, and they're awesome for holding Dr. C. Pachenik. CPachenik.com is almost fine. His book's there on the site. Really smart guy. He's not BS. He's got the connections so many times. He's just got amazing info for us. So does Zach, who I want to get back on as soon as possible. We know his identity. Great info as well. Catherine in Canada, thanks for holding, and then Carlos and others. You're on the air worldwide during the 34-hour emergency broadcast.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Pretty crazy world. How are you doing? I'm glad that Trump's backing off World War III talk.
Yeah. No, I think that's all theater, actually. But I have a point to do about Comey. So I just want to make a point about if the Russians were trying to blackmail the incoming president, why wouldn't the FBI and Comey himself do everything in their power to protect him from the blackmail, but instead use it, intimidate him with the information? That just blows up the
entire... Yeah, if that was true, that's collusion with the Russians. If the president really did it, because of national security, the CIA would be trying to block that and deal with it, instead of the FBI using it, and of course they funded the whole fake thing. Dr. Pachenik?
Useless organization. I told you 30 years ago I had to come in under the Carter administration to take over the Hanafi Muslim, where the FBI didn't have the profile, couldn't repel, didn't know what to do, and they were just totally useless. It's an organization that should be shut down by Trump automatically. He should fire Mueller. He should fire Rodenstein. He should shut down the FBI, reconstruct it, or leave it there. We have the ATF. We have Homeland Security.
Well, I was about to say, let's let her finish. They have built Mueller up like he's the shadow president, and they're rogue completely. Trump has a responsibility to fire him. I know people say, well, don't do that. It makes him look like he's guilty. At a certain point, where are the indictments? What's up with Rosenstein? Where is the stuff with Mueller getting in trouble for covering up for Hillary? I mean, it's ridiculous. We did not elect Robert Mueller.
I agree with you. That's why I was asking to fire him years ago. The man is corrupt. He was compromised in 9/11. He took over the FBI a week before 9/11. This was a former Vietnam War hero who compromised himself and made it disgusting. He basically is corrupt.
And remember, the deputy director tried to stop it, and then he took a job at the World Trade Center and died the day of the attack.
Well, there was another person, unfortunately, who died. It was a CIA operative named John Neal, and he knew exactly what was going on, and he died there. They had no...
Yeah, that's John O'Neill, the deputy head of counterterrorism for the FBI, but you're now saying he was CIA.
Yes.
Yeah. So the whole point is that that's how crazy this is. There are good people in the government. Catherine, yeah. Go ahead and finish up.
When the Inspector General's report starts to drop portions of it, I think their whole narrative is going to blow up, and I think you might see some indictments by then. I think they're waiting for the Comey book to counter it with the OIG.
No, I agree. That's when Trump punches back. I want to ask Dr. Corsi when we come back, though. We're trying, not Dr. Corsi, I'm going to get Dr. Corsi's coming up later today on the show, on the show, I think during the war, and that's why I said that. Dr. Pachenik, cpachenik.com. I want to ask him about... what do we do, though, if they kill Trump or they stage a bunch more false flags? Because we know they're desperate, they're crazy, they have the strength of crazy criminals. What do we do about that if they start a civil war? Because it could go that way.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.